This is another edition of the Afro Loops podcast, where we discover the music of Africa. In this edition, we look into the music of the Chopi people and we focus on their famous xylophone, the mbila. The Chopi are a tribe from the coast of Maputo in Mozambique. They are known, amongst other things, for their complex yet intriguing dembela orchestral music. The dembela is an equispaced heptatonic xylophone. That means it is tuned in the heptatonic scale. A heptatonic scale is a musical scale that has 7 pitches per octave. I had the privilege of spending some time with the manager of the International Library of African Music, Mr. Elijah Madiba.
Okay, so first of all, it's about the wood that has been used. It's from the sneezewood tree. Sneezewood tree has got that sound, it's very sharp kind of sound that it produces.
Yeah.
And so the other thing is what they do with it before they can actually say this instrument is playable. So after carving the wood, tuning it, all that, they burn it, put it in fire a bit.
Okay.
And that basically contributes to the sharp kind of sound that you're hearing there. But it also helps with the tuning, that the tuning doesn't really go off.
Mm.
So once you've tuned it once, the tune stays the same.
The wooden slats of the mbila have resonators under them, made from calabashes sealed with beeswax. This gives the mbila its peculiar nasal sound. I was intrigued by the different mbila sizes kept in one of the rooms at the International Library of African Music. I went on to ask Mr. Elijah Madiba, how many octaves could be played on each mbila?
The one there on top, the smaller one, is just one octave.
Okay.
The bigger one, you get 2 octaves. Mm. And then the other big one, you sort of get, let's say you get 2.5.
Okay.
Something like
and
that.
And this big one, it looks like a big...
The big one, the bass one, only has 4 notes. Mm. That's all you get. They're all tuned the same. That's the top one. And then that one.
The Chopi people pride themselves as the masters of the xylophone. Over the years, the Chopi tribe has seen a rise in great dembela players such as Shimbini Makasa and Venancio Mbande, whose orchestra toured Europe with Andrew Tracy. We get to hear about Mr. Elijah Madiba's experience with the late Venancio Mbande.
Yeah, well, I got a chance in 2004 to meet Venancio. They came down to Grahamstown to play with the whole orchestra. I got to learn a little bit about the instrument. They taught me how to play a bit. And so it was quite a nice kind of thing.
The dembela, the pride of the Chopi people, is no stranger to the international stage. Besides having toured Europe with Venancio and Andrew Tracy, it has also won a UNESCO award in 2005 as one of the masterpieces of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. It has since seen a decline in the significance to the Mozambican people. It is an ancient classic music that should not be ignored due to its uniqueness and complexity. I believe it's vital that it's preserved for future generations. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Afro Loops.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Afro Loops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ILAM/podcasts, or find us wherever you get your podcasts.